You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. You can find me online at redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's endcircle.com, redcircle.com/endtimenews. Okay. Let's get into today's news. Like, share, subscribe, folks. Again, happy 4th of July for all those listening all around the world, and especially here in the United States. It's greatly appreciated, your support. And I just wanted to say again, thank you very much for tuning in, and thank you very much for listening to the podcast. Okay, today's show comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated July 4th, 2021, Sunday. So again, happy 4th of July to all those folks here in the United States celebrating 4th of July. I hope you have a very safe and happy 4th of July, folks. So again, let's get into today's news. It's the vaccinated who are speeding up the evolution of variants and spreading them to others, including the Delta variant. In the same way, the U.S. has overused and abused antibiotics for humans and animals, rendering most of them useless, while creating superbugs that are immune to those antibodies. And the corona vaccines are creating super virus bugs that vaccinated more people that are susceptible to catch, to transmit to others, and to die from. Did you know that the MRSA, M-R-S-A, the deadly bacterial superbug that's spreading rampantly in U.S. hospitals right now, is immune to antibiotics? Yes, MRSA is able to persist, and despite treatment for multiple antibiotics, this bacteria really causes deadly staph infections and has become immune to treatments. The COVID vaccines are artificially infecting the human body. And so with the weak version, plus the mimicking the protein fragments of the virus SARS-CoV-2, severe acute respiratory syndrome, COVID coronavirus, while the versions in the wild are already morphed and have become immune to those inoculations, rendering them not just useless, but endangering the lives of the injective. Every single American, folks, has gotten vaccinated for COVID, believes that the vaccines are the only way to protect against the viruses, and ironically have become the centerpiece of mass medical experiment and to terminate several billion human beings. And that's what you have to understand. This is poison. And again, there are people, folks, in the name of Jesus, there are people out there that will take this vaccine, and there are brain dead people that will take the vaccine. And this is a good point here. I need to stop real quick and give a disclaimer. I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I going to give medical care advice or suggest anything of that sort. However, under the Freedom of Information Act and the First Amendment free speech here in the United States, I can bring you this alternative news and information. What you do with it is your own business. And again, folks, I'm sorry, I do have to throw that in there. That's just what is good, and it's safe from a legal standpoint, so nobody can come along, and we can't have any YouTube crazies or wackos from YouTube. And again, folks, this podcast is a Christian podcast and going out to Christians and non-Christians all over the world. And so, again, I come to you with alternative news and information because I want you to be informed and educated as much as possible without all the news and the fluff and the fake news and the MSN, ABC, NBC, CBS, and CNN and all the BS that's out there. I want to bring you the most accurate information I possibly and humanly can, and I have an obsession for doing that. I have a quest for the truth. The truth shall set you free, and you better darn well believe, folks, as a Christian, as a human being, as a lover of Jesus Christ, I do anything possible to give to the people that are listening to this podcast and to give them the most accurate information. So with all that said, let's get back to the article here. From MRSA to the mRNA, the bacterial and viral superbugs will wipe out several billion, with a B, humans. Some vaccinated sheeple will get sick and injured from the vaccine when they visit the hospital to catch MRSA and then die from that case. In case you weren't aware, hospital means place to die. Okay, the vaccine is the catapult that wrecks your health permanently and faster than the mercury and the flu shots. The Nazi gas chambers, chemicals of chemotherapy, and even fluoride into tap water. It's a rush job, and big pharmacia isn't playing around anymore. Recently, a Pfizer executive had an interview with America's frontline doctors who tried to save America from the beginning, and the outbreak is spreading the word about natural remedies, and from the former Pfizer top guru, blew the whistle on the Chinese flu jabs, calling them an agenda of pure evil, crimes against humanity, and a massive-scale depopulation scheme. The new theory means the herd is spreading the disease among themselves while being weakened by the insidious government sanctioned vaccinations that cause deadly blood clots. They can absolutely cross the blood-brain barrier, folks, and these mRNA particles they're putting in your body, boom, they'll start causing the body and they'll start causing blood clots all over, cause the body to have a adverse reaction and cause the blood clots. The new strains of the COVID are immune to the vaccines that are just administered to a few billion people around the world. But what makes matters worse is that the vaccinated are even weaker now. More strains will be attacking them first, but there's the caveat. All the vaccine injuries and deaths are now getting blamed on the stronger variant of COVID. And convenient and planned to cover up from the beginning before the creation of the release of COVID Part 1. The longer COVID spreads among the vaccinated, the more ability it has to mutate into a more virulent variant. Gene therapies, folks, are setting up the vaccinated for the worst fear of flu that can kill them among inoculations that cause blood clots and heart inflammation. Even the healthiest soldiers in the U.S. military are suffering from acute onset of marked chest pain and myocarditis in just a few days after getting the COVID toxic jabs. According to the clinical study published in the JAMA, the cardiologist journal, if you're one of those people that just can't seem to find the source of the real science and the vaccine violence in America, there you go. There's your clinical study documented by JAMA. Yes, 22 healthy male soldiers from the clinical study experienced severe chest pains, were diagnosed clinical myocarditis, which can be deadly if it ends in heart failure. For now, those soldiers just caught MRSA or the Delta variant in hospitals where they were treated for COVID vaccine injuries. Who gets to blame? The unvaccinated. This is worth careful consideration. The medical rationale for getting COVID vaccines. They are classified by the CDC as medical experiments. And you're all guinea pigs in the herd of uninformed sheeple out there. You're about to find out why. Welcome to, as they said, folks, welcome to Two Americas. The dying, vaccinated, and the informed refusers who enjoy longevity. If you already got the toxic COVID jab, or two of you are experiencing side effects and blood clots and events, then tune your internet frequency to pandemic.news for more updates, crimes against humanity being delivered under the guise of inoculation. So like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And all I could say is if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, this is a real good time to, folks. And I pray for each and every one of you. Let me just have a simple prayer for you, and then I'll tell you what the next step is. Here's just a simple prayer. If you're not giving your life to Jesus Christ and have not invited him into yours, please repeat after me, folks. Go to a quiet place, find a place to pray just for a couple minutes. You can start off by saying, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I received your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus, live in me, love through me. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now if you said that prayer, folks, and invited Jesus into your heart, and now want to start living your life for Jesus, the best thing I can suggest is you find a good Christian church that has good Christian values and just preaches the Word of God. And it's hard for me to recommend because I'm here, down here in the state of Florida. But again, the best thing to do is to reach out maybe to family, friends. You can always Google or DuckDuckGo, go on, do a search, find the closest church to where you live, and start going, and just say that you heard a podcast and you gave your life to Jesus Christ. You've just given your life to Jesus Christ, and you prayed the salvation prayer with Eric, and you want to know what the next step is. And the pastor there in the church should know what the next step is. If he does not, by a chance, please reach out to me, and I'll try to help you any and all ways that I possibly can. But the best thing to do is get into a good Christian church and start studying the Word of God. And once you start studying the Word of God and you realize we've been living a sinful life our whole entire lives since the day we're born, essentially. And by doing so and living our life for Jesus Christ, the next step is you'll want to go out and you'll want to start preaching the Word of God. You'll want to go out, you'll want to witness. You just want to talk to people. You don't have to beat people over the head with the Bible, folks. That's not what it's about. Jesus and the Bible would just talk to people, just like you and me. We're just having a conversation here. I'm not yelling, screaming. I'm not attacking people in parking lots or anything crazy. We're just talking to them about the Word of God, and that's all I'm doing. I'm just talking to you right now about the Word of God and your salvation for Jesus Christ. Or through Jesus Christ, excuse me. And that's what you need to do. And the next step, again, you've already prayed the salvation prayer and invited Jesus into your heart Jesus into you. You've invited Jesus and you've given your life for Jesus Christ. So that's what you need to do. Find a good church. And once you find a good church and you start getting into the Word, then eventually you'll want to go out and tell some family and tell some friends and tell some people about how your life's affected and how your life will start to transform. Over time, it'll take some time. Me, it's taken several years. I'm a little slow. But again, that's the next step. And eventually down the road, as I conclude, you might want to get baptized. And I say that, you know, that depends on the person, that depends on your relationship, your special relationship with God through Jesus Christ. It's recommended that you get baptized. But again, that's between you and God. I can't judge that. I can't tell anybody what to do as far as that goes. I wouldn't. I wouldn't even if I tried. But them are your next couple steps, step two and step three. Again, folks, thank you for sharing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your love. And I pray for each and every one of you. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm going to, at some point in time, I'm pondering and debating the idea. I probably will. If anybody has any questions after praying the salvation prayer, giving their life to Jesus Christ, of getting another email, and I'm saying to myself, great, I already got about 10 emails I can't even remember, but getting myself an email just dedicated to this channel and just dedicating to anybody and everybody, if you have questions about salvation or Jesus Christ or anything for that matter, I'm always willing to respond and always willing to take your questions. So again, like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, folks, I love you dearly. Thank you very much for tuning in. And this is End Time World News. And again, you can find me on Red Circle. That's redcircle.com/endtimenews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, donations, folks, are always welcome and always appreciated. God bless you. And again, those tuning in, happy 4th of July. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, God bless you and your families. Thank you very much for listening. I'm out for now. Bye.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.